It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and a very good morning to you. My name is Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Also presented by Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Got my tongue twisted there. Frazier Riddell is in studio. Of course, Frazier is always good to have him in the studio. He's the owner of Small Town Music in Canton, a terrific singer, songwriter, musician, and producer. And welcome.
Welcome.
Good to have you in.
It's great to be back again.
Yeah. I always love your website. So much to see and do there because you've got so many people. Check that out. I mean, so many digits and the people at plus infinity and plus 2018.
Yeah. It's, Google's contacting me all the time.
Yeah.
You know, wanting me to advertise. And I'm like, I don't need to advertise because I got the whole world is coming, you know, straight to me.
Smalltownmusic.com. Y'all need to check that out. But you also have a little phrase on there that you change periodically, I guess, for the year. And this one says, may we keep ourselves tight, tidy, and clean as we wash our way through 2019.
Yeah, there was supposed to be a little exclusion under there, an asterisk.
Yeah.
This says, politicians not included in this statement.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how you been?
Because it's tight, tidy, and clean.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah. How you been? What's been going on? What's like going on with Frazier Riddell?
Man, Frazier Riddell is staying busy with all the spokes in his wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And, teaching still, playing a little bit, selling mostly online.
Mm-hmm.
Here this week, I actually kind of got motivated, and I'm going to try to get – I don't really deal in LPs a lot, vinyl and CDs and all that, but I got such a huge collection from over the years that I finally decided to start putting some of that out there.
It's really coming back. I mean, it's really exploding.
You know? And some people actually want hard copies of things.
Yeah.
You know, my son, he's still kind of that generation for the, I think the majority of them just download things.
Right.
They have them on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, but some people still like something tangible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I miss that, honestly. You know, when I see a group I like, it's like, in the past you could buy that album.
And the artwork and everything.
The artwork and everything was a big part of it.
That's right.
And so I do miss that.
Your album, Talking About Love, you had just released it or about to release it last time you were with us, and that's a cool album. How can folks access that?
Well, they can just contact me at Small Town Music. It's available at cdbaby.com.
Uh-huh.
Only for download. I don't think I've sent them any hard copies yet. I have hard copies.
Okay.
So all you have to do is go to the website and email me. I know that's old for a lot of people, but I still do lots of email.
Oh yeah,
and it's on other digital platforms because CD Baby puts it out there to iTunes and other digital formats, so it's available all over the place digitally.
Smalltownmusic.com, the website. Let's enjoy the title track. You gonna do that?
Sure.
All right. Talking About Love. This is Frazier Riddell.
Say it like you mean it. Say it like you know what you're talking about. Say it like you've seen it. Even though the very things you see, sometimes you still doubt. Say it like you can prove it. Like anyone can prove such a thing as love. Say it like you can move it. Move the mountains or the stars above. If you're looking for medicine, I hear there is no cure. Some days you get placebo, some days you get the real thing, strong and pure. Talking about love.
drowning in his own sea. One man is an island, and like Gilligan, the world won't let him be. I got no troubles, I'm doing all right, don't hand me no knife. Got no troubles, but on the other side of town, a man just lost his life. I ain't got no answers, but I do know what is true. You can try to prove Jesus, but take a very deep breath. Your face might be turning blue, unless you prove it with love. Talk about love. Talk about love.
Frazier Adele in the title song from his latest album, talking about love. And Frazier, you last time you were here, you gave me a bunch of CDs. I've given some away. I want to give away two now. Can we do that?
Yeah,
let's do this. If you are interested in getting the album that we just played the title cut from Frazier Adele, email me. The first two emails I get, you'll need to include your address, and I'll mail it to you, all right? My email address is jim@wyab.com, and looking for two folks, the first two, and I'll send those out. So very good. So we were talking on the break there, Frazier, and we got just a few seconds before the commercial break, but you've got some other projects that you'd like to see done.
Oh, I've got a whole new batch of songs, which I'm very happy with, mm-hmm. but this time I want to record it more live.
Yeah.
So I'm already getting together with a couple players, and I really hope to bring them here. I think
that'd
that might work,
yeah.
If I can bring Mike Thorne, I'm mm-hmm. starting to work with again. He was in Nashville at the same time I was. Chris Hall, he's a nurse now, but he is still a great drummer, and he writes himself.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten back together as a little trio, and we sort of have a history, but haven't really played together in a long time. Actually, Mike played with me last night at a fundraiser
mm-hmm.
in Canton.
Well, looking forward to that. I've known Mike. I've seen Mike play in the past. Don't know your drummer, but yeah, bring him on. It'll be a great show.
Yeah, it would be really fun. We practiced in the office, and that's the way we'd come in here, just with a mm-hmm. very simple mm-hmm. percussive setup. Bass and so.
All right. Well, good deal. We're going to take a break now and come back and enjoy some more music from Frazier Adele. I'm Jim Thorne. You are listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. And the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks too, to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. 15 minutes after 8. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, Frazier Adele from Small Town Music in Canton, Mississippi. And Frazier comes and does the show occasionally. Frazier, we're in the weeks before Easter, and I know your church, the Roman Catholic Church, my church, part of the Eastern Orthodox Church, we observe Lent. Any thoughts that you might have on Lent or as we approach Easter?
Well, as we approach Easter, it's just a great time to slow down and think about your relationship with God and try to get closer.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, this year, leading up to Lent, I really came up with nothing specific, and I had to tell myself, you know, don't feel bad about that. And really my focus is just to daily go back and evaluate and say, what did I do that might not have been, might not have brought me closer to God, or I might have been ignoring God in a situation
mm-hmm.
where I could have done something very positive, and I got so busy with everyday life that I ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's very generic, but I didn't give up bacon or green M&Ms or anything like that.
It's easy to do. You know, we have so many things going on, and I think most people are like that. It's just, very difficult. It's a disciplinary act just to kind of slow down.
You know? It is very difficult to do in this world.
And you're still working with your church, playing with your church?
I am. Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Canton. It's been just a joy the last few years. I'm the choir director and getting a feel for, in a different way, the whole way the Mass works and being a part of that from beginning to end and trying to, you know, look at what the scripture readings for the week are and sort of pick your music for that. But and then at the same time, though, try to get a little more modern with the music, you know, because you need new people coming into the church. So you can't just play songs for, you know, 60, 70, 80-year-olds. You got to play songs for, hopefully, for 10, 20, 30, 40. And we have a Sunday school now, which is a real joy. We've actually got a Sunday school back up and going. Not lots of young kids, but I go and I work with them.
Oh, that's great.
And they've been getting up right at the end of Mass and performing. Like right now we're working on Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and they'll do all these little motions with it.
And you're doing, and you're helping direct all that, huh?
Yeah, with the, kids. Cool. I loved it. I mean, that's just a joy because kids are just great. With music, I've said this to you before. I've played wedding receptions where the whole night almost nobody danced except like 3-year-olds.
They get it. Yeah.
Especially if it's a wedding that doesn't have much alcohol. Because for an adult, typically it takes lubrication before
the
dancing begins.
I want to mention once more that looking for two people who will email me, jim@wiab.com, and those first two people that emails me will get I'll send you Frazier's new LP, Talking About Love, and just include your address on there so I can get that out to you.
Yeah, do send your address. And keep in mind that the CDs are free every day for a gift of $25 or more.
Wow.
Yeah.
The deal. Hey, listen, talking about your album and talking about Easter, you've got a song on here called Liar, Lunatic, or Lord. Give a little background on that.
This one, I call it sort of my C.S. Lewis song. I mean, sometimes I think about songs and what motivated it. And the concept, I'm sure other people have had this before, but C.S. Lewis had this idea that you couldn't just call Jesus a good teacher. Because what he claimed to be, you know, going back way before him, he was the fulfillment of something, and he claimed to be God and the Son of God and the fulfillment of a prophecy that went way back before him. So if he was claiming that so diligently, if that's not what he is, then he is either just a liar or he's crazy. And so it's hard to really call him just a good teacher.
Well, let's enjoy. This is Liar, Lunatic, or Lord, Frazier Riddell on the Blues and Arts Hour.
He made them upset. must have been really mad, pretty darn mad. Liar, lunatic, oh Lord.
That is a great song, Frazier. Outstanding.
Thanks, Jim.
And that's on the album, Talking About Love. And again, how can people access the album?
They can contact smalltownmusic.com,
mm-hmm.
or go to the website and contact me, or just, you know, do an online search through DuckDuckGo or Bing or that other one.
Okay.
And for Frazier, of course, Frazier Riddell is hard to spell. I still tell people at iTunes you can search for Beer and Jesus, and I was the first beer and Jesus on iTunes, but there's others that have
copied the greatness.
And maybe they hadn't copied
it. It's 8:30. Let's take a break. Business Report coming up 8:30. I'm Jim Thorne. Frazier Riddell, our very special guest in studio, and you're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour, which is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks to the Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. We'll be back. It's 24 minutes till 9. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WIAB. And the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Also thanks to the Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. And of course, we highlight and shine the spotlight on some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. In studio this morning, our friend Frazier Riddell from Small Town Music in Canton. And Frazier, you had an event last night. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I played in Canton at the distillery there. You know, we have a distillery now that is making their own vodka and whiskey. Anyways, it's also a venue. It's a really nice venue. But last night was a fundraiser for Canton Public Schools. And since I moved back, you know, that's been an issue for Canton for a long time, the public schools not being that great. But and a lot of people just talk about how bad it is, but seems very few do things. Mm. Well, there's a group of people that have gotten together, and this fundraiser, there's an account set up for dual enrollment. And dual enrollment is more than just taking an extra college class during high school. It really helps the kids in preparing for college in many ways. And sometimes through the dual enrollment, they get advice on how to apply for grants and stuff, so college doesn't cost so much. So Mike Crandall at Trustmark Bank in Canton, or Scott Evans at Renaissance Bank, or me, you know, anybody could, you know, if somebody out there listening, and I know some of you might have, you know, some tithe money to give that you haven't used at your church or somewhere else, and you'd like to give to something good, you know, $130 takes care of a student.
Wow. That's
and it really,
good investment.
In our system, something like this really helps.
And how can people make that donation? Do you know?
Well, I would say just contact me at Small Town Music or Scott Evans at Renaissance Bank in Canton, because he's on the board. And I just say those because people know how to get in touch with the bank usually. So
All right. You want to do a tune? Should we do one that's recorded?
You got one. I was going to give away another CD by saying, okay, anybody that knows what that chord is, you get a free CD. And also, if you know how to spell my name, you get a free CD.
All right. You can email me. How about that? Jim@WYAB.com?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
All right. Jim@WYAB.com. All right. Talking About Love, the latest album from Frazier Riddell. And this is, I think, 8 Ball. All right.
Stay up, 'cause you're so far down.
Eight ball.
Staring down at a deep, dark grave. Not sure who's the master, but you know you're a slave.
Eight ball.
Looking for a way out of this bind. Looking for a way out from behind that eight ball.
Eight ball.
Some folks are dying to take their shot.
Eight ball.
Others avoid it with all they got.
Eight ball.
There's a Hindu priest shooting 6 through 10. He says, rack 'em up, boys, and we'll shoot 'em again.
Eight ball.
So many reasons, so many rhymes, so many trying to get out from behind that eight ball.
Eight ball.
If you want this song to have a happy end,
eight ball.
I suggest you talk to God, my friend, by the great fall. Whether you burn out in flames or turn to rust, either way, that cue ball's gonna bust. Whether you mean to make it or not, we all end up taking a shot.
Eight ball.
Talking about the eight ball.
Frazier Riddell from his album Talking About Love and 8-Ball. Frazier, I saw something on your website I want to ask you about. You've got a heading there called Supplemental Music Information, and then you have something called the box, and you have some drawings there of a chord progression, or what was that? You know what I'm talking about? I don't know.
I laugh because, good grief, that must be 15 years old.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Listen, Jim, I still have people contact me and say, do you have any of those guitar rocking chairs? Because Greg Harkins in Canton, like 18 years ago, yeah. I put a page on my website for his, because he was building rocking chairs with just one arm.
Okay.
And we called them guitar rocking chairs because
well,
you could sit and play a guitar because it only had one arm on it.
It's a great concept.
And that, I think I put that there a long time ago.
Okay. Well, I know you'd create all these different tunings and that sort of thing for a lot of your guitar work, especially your instrumental album, too.
So. Yeah, if you'd like to know more about tuning and want to support an artist, I have a project called As He Sleeps, and that one is, I still have physical copies laying around, but that one's also available on iTunes. And As He Sleeps is a complete instrumental album that was one guitar, one microphone, mm-hmm. but there's like 6 or 7 different tunings I used.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I could not go back and play some of those songs right now. I would have to go do that tuning and practice it to play it because it was weird tunings. I kind of did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I got it down good enough, I recorded it.
Yeah.
And shoot.
It's a great album, though. I've got it.
It's a nice, relaxing, you know, it's different because you can do something and have it in the background.
Frazier Riddell, our special guest on the Blues in Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne, and of course, the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to the Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. We'll be back with our final segment after this break. You stay with us. It's 11 minutes until 9. Good morning. Jim Thorne here. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, Frazier Riddell from Canton. He has Small Town Music and his website, smalltownmusic.com. Frazier, you're a great example of somebody who's doing a lot of different things, but at the same time, you're staying within the field that you love, and that would be music. But you're kind of multitasking with the writing, recording, your music store. That's kind of what we are really most of us are learning to do today is just kind of multitasking to get things done. And you're a good example of that.
Yeah, you really have to these days, you know, as a music store especially, but with any retail business, we're in a period of adapting and figuring out, mm-hmm. can there be a small business? And so with the music store, that I think really from the beginning it was just a part of it. But when I started that 21, going on 22 years ago, there was still the ability to make a profit a little bit easier. And but it wasn't that long before the online sales, the people selling things for just barely over cost, and all that has crept in and made it tough. But it's you have to diversify, I think, you know.
Sure.
You do that.
I think you're teaching people to do that, but job security is not what it was a generation ago. And like you said, we really do have to be willing to adapt and learn new things.
Yeah. And look at what I've been trying of late to stop and think of what I do and what's unique.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would say having a music store and selling online, it's only unique in being good at finding things, mm-hmm. and knowing what shape something's in to be able to sell it. But what's more unique is being able to teach someone, and probably the most unique thing I do is being able to perform, because that kind of thing is, you know, it's just not everybody can do it.
Right.
And I'm trying to be thankful for the gift, not proud of the gift, but thankful, because over the years I've seen how many people would love to do it. But so many of them just don't have the necessarily the God-given ability. Because mm-hmm. I, with music, with the rhythm side of it and the ear side of it. A lot of that is you're born with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is born with it, just like not everybody is born to dunk a basketball.
That's right. You're right about that. Hey, you've got your guitar ready to go. What are we going to hear?
Well, we were talking a little bit ago, and I thought of this one because it's from several years back. I can't remember how long, and I don't know if it's on a project at all, but it's kind of a good Easter season song. So I'm going to do it.
All right, Frazier Adele.
See the setting sun, will it rise tomorrow? Place your bets. I say yes. The birds have all they need. Flowers grow where no one plants a seed. Except God, I guess. Every day we've all these things to show us what and why. Every night we lie beneath a billion-year-old sky, spinning round and round. If she stopped now, would we all fall down? I say yes. Rivers flow and run their course with no regard to man. Mountains rise and fall in hopes that we might understand. Everyone is searching for a reason and a rhyme. I got mine. When I share this cup of water turned to wine. See the setting sun, will it rise tomorrow? Place your bets. I say yes.
Very nice. What's the name of that fridge?
I say yes, maybe.
Okay. Excellent. All right. And you're playing a guitar. Are you still representing the...
I'm still a Larrabee rep. Anybody out there in listener land... Mississippi and Alabama don't have many dealers. My best dealers I call owner in Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida is pretty good, a few in Kentucky. But, boy, it's just – I think it's part of the music market, though, is a little more difficult as far as – especially with people to afford high-end.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this is.
It's all handcrafted. Yes. They started in Canada 51 years ago. The two sons are taking over the company from John Larrabee, and they're now completely made in the United States. They moved all manufacturing to California.
All right. Well, website, smalltownmusic.com, fun website. What can folks find there?
They can find things not as easy as other websites. I'm just preparing you. Be prepared to search.
Yeah.
Because... I'm not that user friendly.
Well, you do have the shows that you've done in the past. And by the way, you've done the first show you did with us over 5 years ago. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, but it's on your website, too.
Only 5 years, huh?
Yeah. That's it. Hey, listen, coming into Easter, we're in the Easter season, and you've got a lot going on. I've got a lot going on. Most of us do. Any final words or thoughts from Fraser Riddell?
Yes. Here is the best advice I can give you for the Easter season. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it.
Be still and know that he is God.
That's great. Great advice. Fraser, it's always good to have you in, man. Thank you again.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Fraser Riddell, Small Town Music in Canton. My name is Jim Thorne. And the Blues and Arts Hour is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks, too, to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. Until next week, thanks for listening. God bless.
If you're looking for medicine, I hear there is no cure. Some days you get placebo, some days you get the real thing, strong and pure. Talking about love, talking about love, talking about love. One man is an ocean. One man is drowning in his own sea. One man is an island. And like Gilligan, the world won't let him be. I got no troubles. I'm doing all right. Don't be handing me no knife. Got no troubles, but on the other side of town, a man just lost his life. I ain't got no answers, but I do know what is true. You can try to prove Jesus, but take a very deep breath. Your face might be turning blue. Unless you prove it with love.